Why are you here? Seriously, why have you decided to listen to this podcast? Use your time, your valuable time spent listening to this podcast. Hopefully, it's because you believe the advice and guidance and expert opinions we share will help you get ahead in the sports industry. I think that's an awesome reason. That's why I'm here. I am here to help all of you who want to be helped. More often than not, my way of helping is through our expert interviews, our targeted advice, but sometimes it's also in the form of a recommendation. If you've looked into your sports future and determined a master's degree will help you achieve your career goals, then your choice of where matters. Learn the skills needed to excel in one of the country's largest and most exciting industries straight from sports professionals at Temple University's School of Sport, Tourism, and Hospitality Management. I'm a big Temple fan. My sister-in-law and my father-in-law graduated from there, and they are both very smart and accomplished people. I've also interviewed one of their professors for an episode of this here podcast, and I was very impressed. This is a great program. And if you're serious about your sports future and you think the key is to get your master's degree, because that's on you, you have to make that choice. This is a program you need to seriously look into. You can earn a master's degree that's designed to give you inside access to the growing multi-billion dollar sport industry. To learn more or to get started, get in there, get started. Visit sthm.temple.edu/sports. One more time. STHM. That's Sport, Tourism, Hospitality, Management. sthm.temple.edu/sports. Now, let's start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, VP of Content and Engaged Learning at WorkInSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports podcast. Before we get into today's episode, one quick announcement for all of you sports-connected folks out there. This weekend, starting Sunday and running through Tuesday, I will be at the National Sports Forum in Atlanta, which is a pretty huge sports biz event. Lots of great speakers, lots of great businesses, lots of great people. It's my first time. My boss, the CEO of WorkInSports.com, John Meller, will be with me, and he fully expects me to be yucking it up with everyone. Now, let me be really honest. I love talking to people. Got no problem with that. I do. I am good talking to people, but I don't really like to initiate conversation. I'm not good at walking up to people and just starting in. Now, if somebody comes up to me and starts talking to me, I will chat them up as long as they want. I want to know everything about them. I ask a lot of questions. I like to learn. I like to learn from other people. But I am terrible, literally terrible, at going up and starting a conversation with other people that I don't know. Now, I bring this up for two reasons. One, if you or your company are going to be at the National Sports Forum, please come talk to me. Or tell whoever is coming and representing your business to come talk to me. Come hang out. I swear I'm fun. I just don't like that first foray, like reaching out to somebody or just going up and saying, hey, that looks like somebody I want to talk to. I'm just not good at that. So come to me is what I'm asking, I guess. I won't make you feel bad, by the way. I will welcome it. Number two, I like to bring up my own flaws all the time on this podcast to be as transparent as possible and let you know, even though I am the host of the show, even though I am the one who's asking all the questions, I'm the one talking the most, nothing comes from a high perch. I am not standing up high looking down at other people. Like I said, I may be the one talking the most and I may have a lot of perspectives I want to share, but I am not without massive weaknesses and things I need to work on too. Please don't ever think that when I'm giving out advice, it comes from a place of superiority. It does not. It comes from a place of love. All right, that felt a little weird to say. I'm not a outwardly love type guy, but there is some truth in it. I wouldn't be putting so much effort into this podcast if I didn't care about all of you listening. I have made friends through this show I wouldn't have known otherwise, and that has great meaning and power to me. So please know that we're in this together, and that's why I share a lot of my own flaws too. Last thing on the National Sports Forum, I am going to be conducting mini interviews with people at the event. I'm going to grab people, ask them two or three questions about their career and how they got started. I'm going to have a sign up, though, that tells people that's what we're doing, so I don't have to go out and like reach and grab people out of the crowd because, like I said, not my strong part. So I'm hoping that people will come up and be like, hey, it says here you can be a guest on the Working Sports podcast. What's the deal with that? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to interview people there, ask them two or three questions about how they got started, what their first job was, what was one really meaningful experience they had in their sports career, what's one piece of advice they'd like to share to listeners, that kind of thing. Two to three quick questions. I'm going to take these little segments. I'm going to sprinkle them into shows throughout the year. So how I got started kind of stuff. I think that's kind of cool. I think it'll be fun. So again, if you're there, if you know when someone's going, tell them to stop by, check out the booth, say hi, make me look good in front of the CEO, answer a couple questions from me, and we're all going on our way. I'll give you my business card even. Okay, on to the content you are here for. Today's question comes from Ben in Chicago. Ben asks, hey Brian, are the Kansas City Chiefs in Missouri or Kansas? I heard there is some confusion amongst high-ranking U.S. officials. I can confirm, Ben. The Kansas City Chiefs are most definitely in Missouri. I have personally alerted the proper authorities. Question number two comes from Jennifer. Hey, Brian, you spoke in my college class last week, and I really appreciate the energy and enthusiasm you brought to the classroom. I was too shy to ask any questions, but I wanted to see if you could elaborate on a point you made about how someone can stand out during an internship. Jennifer, thank you. First off, thank you for asking. And thank you to your professor for inviting me into your classroom. Last week, I spoke in five different college classes, and it is a blast. I have to tell you, massive respect for college professors. After doing a lot of these sessions, I've been doing them for a couple of years now. I do a couple a week, maybe even. I go for about an hour, maybe 45 minutes of me and then 15 minutes of question time from the audience. And I'm telling you, that's a long time. That is exhausting. I really don't know how the professors do it day after day. Matter of fact, I run through so much stuff during the hour sessions that I'm almost like, okay, what would I talk about the rest of the semester? Because I just throw out a lot of stuff. But I really appreciate you coming in. And I would also say to Jennifer, who mentions that she was too shy to ask any questions, I appreciate that. Okay, I understand that not everybody's comfortable in that forum. It's much like what I was saying earlier. I'm not comfortable in certain parts of networking or going up and just cold calling people in like a face-to-face, like cold calling in that moment. Like, I don't know them. I'm going up and talking to them. I'm not comfortable that way. So if it's okay if you're not comfortable asking questions in front of the group. That's the great thing about networking nowadays is a lot of it can be done direct via social, and you can get a lot of cool information like this where you're asking me a question. You didn't have to speak up in front of the class. So good for you for getting your question answered, even if you weren't comfortable in the scenario we were in. Okay, on to internship strategy. It's early spring semester, so many of you are gearing up for spring internships, possibly summer ones. So there's a chance to get your head on straight. I'm not going to get into this, the strategy of choosing an internship. I feel like we've probably covered that before. I can give you a quick primer on it. What I would say is, once you start to get an idea of where you want to be in the industry, make sure that your internship decisions reflect that. Make sure that you're learning, it has the opportunity to learn skills or get things on your resume that will stand out for where you eventually want to go. So have a long-term plan. Don't think of an internship as a check the box, I have to do this for my degree type thing. Look at this as an opportunity to find out what you like in the industry, gain more experience, have something cool on your resume. It has a lot of benefits to you. Even if an internship doesn't go well, there's a lot you can learn from that. You can learn about what you don't like to do. And you know what? That's pretty powerful stuff. You don't want to graduate thinking you want something, never having been exposed to it, and then get your first job and be like, oh my gosh, I hate this, right? So even having a bad internship experience is a benefit to that. But really the question that Jennifer asked was, how do you stand out on an internship? Which is a super important one. Well, why does it matter? Why does it matter to stand out in the internship? Well, the hope is that you're going to build connections in this place, at this internship and at this organization, and that those will help you moving forward, either at that organization, because if you do an incredible job and make a great impression, there might be a job waiting for you when you graduate. That happens. It is very possible. But if nothing else, you've added people to your network that know you. You're a proven commodity. You've worked for them. You've performed at a high rate. So they are more willing to step out there for you and be a strong member of your network. Not just somebody that kind of casually knows you. They've seen your work product. You are a proven concept to them. So making an impression on this, on the internship, is super important. So how do you do it? Okay. So there's three things that I like to stress: being curious, being competitive, and being coachable. So let's get into all three of those things. Being curious, what does that mean? When you're on an internship, the organization knows that you do not know everything, that you are young, you're getting started, you're gaining experience, you're starting from somewhere. Now, why is that important? Because they want you to be a sponge. They want you to learn and grow. And the way you do that is by being curious. Now, this is again where I'm going to be extremely transparent. When I was coming up in the industry, internships, even my first jobs at CNN, I did not like to ask questions of other people, because in my mind, if I was asking somebody a question, that meant that they were superior to me. They had information that I didn't. So I did a lot of the fake it till you make it kind of stuff. And that is stupid. I'm going to use that word again. It was stupid. Why is that stupid? I'm going to stop saying stupid because my kids are going to get mad at me if I keep saying stupid. So I'm not going to say that anymore. Why is that a bad choice? That's a better one. That's the one I use on my kids a lot. That was not a very smart choice, rather than saying that was dumb. Anyway, I'm getting off subject, but that's part of the fun. Okay, so why, when you're on an internship, is it important to be curious? And why was I so afraid to be? Well, when I was starting out and I thought that if I asked questions, that it showed me as being inferior, that's a complex that a psychologist could probably have a lot of fun with. But the point in that is, when you fake it till you make it, there's things you're not doing correctly. You're not learning how things actually operate. You're kind of jerry-rigging things and not really going about it the right way. So then if a problem arises, you don't know how to troubleshoot it. So for example, I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm interning at CNN and I have to log some game highlights, but the audio levels are off. And as the game's being recorded, the audio levels aren't quite right. I can tell that they're over-modulating. Well, if I don't know how to adjust the incoming audio and I don't ask somebody how to do it, and I just kind of play around with some buttons and it magically starts to work the right way. Oh, I faked it till I made it. That's great. I figured it out. No, because the next time the problem happens, you're not going to actually know the solution. So that's what I mean by being curious. You want to ask smart questions. That's part of being an intern. You want to be visible and known for being curious and wanting to learn things and wanting to understand the right way to do things, and by asking smart follow-up questions. Now, don't just ask questions to sound like you're curious. Ask smart questions. Ask questions that push the conversation forward or that clarify you, so you know how to do something the right way and you don't repeat mistakes. By being curious and by being a good listener and by paying attention, you're going to stand out to those people in charge for the right reasons, because they're going to say, all right, this person, they want to get it right. They want to do things the right way. Which leads me to the next one, which is being coachable. Coachable. Oof, this is a big one, all right? Anyone who has ever been coached before knows, and every coach I've ever interviewed or talked to about this at all levels will say, listen, I understand that people will make mistakes. My players will make mistakes. But what I want out of them is, when I show them a mistake, teach them how to do it the right way within our system, I don't want them to keep making the same mistake. I want them to learn and grow. That's what being coachable means. It means I can teach you something and you're not going to be an error repeater. You're going to listen well. You're going to understand the bigger picture. You're going to, because you're curious, you're going to ask questions to clarify or whatever it may be. And then you're going to perform at a higher level because you were a good listener. You took the coaching, you put it to work. They want to see you develop. Again, I'm going to relate this again to sports because that's what we all do here. Coaches, right? They understand when a rookie class comes in, they may not impact the team that much that first year. The first year is about learning, and the second year is so often about getting out there and executing and performing, unless your team is desperate or unless you're the Cleveland Browns, which is, you know, kind of the same thing. That wasn't very nice. I apologize to Mike Judge and every member of the Cleveland Browns that I've ever interviewed or talked to before. That was not nice. It was a low blow. Probably true, but still a low blow. Anyway, I should have said the Jets. The point I'm trying to make is that if you can get really good at listening and putting it into work and getting ahead and doing the job the right way, again, that's going to stand out. I did not like, I almost said a H word, which my kids would have been mad at too. I did not like having people that I try to instruct, or train, or teach, or show how to do things, and they just kept not listening and making the same mistakes over. That is a big, big problem. But those people that listened, absorbed, and could make positive change quickly, all right, now you're working in the right atmosphere here. You're getting it. You're going to understand how we operate. You understand the big picture. I love that. Okay, the final one, be competitive. It's sports. It's competitive. There are a lot of people out there grinding for these jobs, these people that are wanting to get ahead, these people that are willing to go the extra amount. That's who you're competing against. So be competitive with them. Be willing to do the extra. Want to be involved. Like if the intern coordinator is saying, hey, I need somebody to stay late, or I need somebody to come in tomorrow, or I need somebody to do this thing, be that person who wants to do that. Be that person who wants to be the best. Be that person willing to go extra and to go that little extra drive, because everybody else in the sports industry is competitive as well. Everybody else out there wants to get ahead, is generally a former athlete of some type, and is used to trying to beat someone else. When you're in the room with other interns, yes, you will network with them. You will become friends with them. You will have great respect for them, and you should. You should also look at them as somebody you need to beat for a job, because that's the facts. They're going to be out there competing for your jobs. They're going to be out there competing for to be known as the best intern this cycle. You are competing with them every day. And I know that sounds tough. I know that sounds cutthroat. I don't mean it that way. What I mean is you have to have this attitude of that person over there, they're not beating me. I'm going to go above and beyond and do better than them. And I'm going to be known for it. And this business is going to remember me. That's the attitude you need to have. So again, as we go through these, being curious, being competitive, and being coachable, those are super important things, right? It's also about timing, though. Remember, in the curious part, one thing I forgot to mention, which I think is really important, is asking questions at the right time. You have to understand the flow of the business. When, you know, if you're working for a minor league team, right at opening pitch might not be the best time to be really, you know, asking questions, or right as the public address announcer is about to be doing something. Or if you're in the craziest time in the box office, it's probably not the best time to ask a question. Write it down somewhere, ask it in a better time. Because if you become known as being kind of annoyingly curious, that's not good either. You want to be curious, but in the right moments. Timing matters. It definitely does. Competitive, you can do all the time, and you should be, and coachable all the time. Listen and react. That's the best way you can be. If you do those things and you build relationships as part of your internship, again, networking with your co-interns, networking with the internship coordinator, networking with all the mid-level managers you may come in contact with, the decision makers within the organization, making those friends and getting them to respect you based on your work product. This is how you make a strong impression on your internship and make it last. Make that impression last. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. As always, that's it for this week. Thank you for your question. Jennifer, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs, who are in Missouri. Can confirm, I've been to Arrowhead Stadium. And that's it for today. Everybody get back to work.